Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
The secret place is made, or the closet, call it what you want, to close off the spirit from all distractions so you can feel alone with God. If you've got your Bibles, I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. We preached the other day, I think it was last week, on Matthew 6, 33, on who's on first or who is first. I want to continue in this chapter. And I felt led of the Lord. The Lord gave me something. And I want you to write this down. This is a statement. Being undisturbed is helpful to concentration of thought. Excuse me. Being undisturbed is helpful to concentration of thought. See, and you've heard me say it many times, preaching should never supersede thought. It should make you think. Amen. So being undisturbed is helpful to concentration of thought so that you have your faculties in every area of your life. Jesus is talking here in Matthew chapter 6. I think I'm going to start with verse 1. And then I'm going to read on down to verse 6. Jesus said, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. That doesn't mean you can't tell people what you've given. This is all about alms. This is helping the poor here. See, you know, a lot of people want recognition. You know, I do a lot of things, and they say, man, you ought to tell people. No, I'm not doing that because of the scripture. That doesn't mean you can't tell people that you what you're giving. See what I'm saying? But when you're dealing with the poor, you should protect their dignity. You see what I'm trying to say? So if I give to a food bank, you'll never know about it. Think about that. There are a lot of people do that. If I give to missionaries, you're not going to know about it. I'm just going to do what God tells me to do. See what I'm saying? Why? I keep reading with me. Verse 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. So in other words, God is watching you. Verse 5, when thou prayest, now he goes from almsgiving to praying. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet or secret place, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret or in the secret place. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. I want to talk this morning about the secret place. Everyone should have one. Now, I'm not talking about getting so literal, but you can have a closet. But I'm talking about the secret place. God has a secret place. He said, I will hide you in the secret place of my pavilion. I believe that's in the book of Psalms. Every one of you should have that place where you're undisturbed and that the concentration of thought, you will hear yourself think. You will hear the Spirit of God. So nothing will distract you. Someplace, somewhere. It could be in your house. Jesus did it on top of mountains. Now, what I love about Jesus, there's a lot of things about Jesus that we don't know about. He left no memorabilia. Think about that. None. But wouldn't you like to know what his mother was like as she was raising him? When did he become aware of the message and the calling that he was the Son of God, even though he said he was the Son of Man? We'd like to know those things. Some people write biographies about themselves, which is great. Some won't do that, so the other people do it. So you can know some things. There's a lot of things that Jesus kept very secret, yet you could open up his heart real quick. A child could open up his heart. Someone that repented would open up his heart, and he would speak things about himself and about what God, his Father, would do. He was very susceptible to people who loved him and reached out to him, and would open up secret things. I want to talk about the secret place. Enter in. So write this down. The secret place is made to close off the spirit from all distractions. The secret place is made, or the closet, call it what you want, to close off the spirit from all distractions so you can feel alone with God. There's a reason for that. Jesus honored that. And the Bible said, he said, I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do. Now, how did he know that? Because he'd go to the secret place. Even though he was totally tired in his body, preach all day, and then he would tell the disciples, y'all go ahead and get a place, and he'd send the multitude home. And instead of going to his disciples, he'd go up the mountain and pray. Might pray all night to the secret place. Could be under a tree. Could have been a chapel in his house. Could have been whatever. And even though he prayed all night and preached all day before, he would be at the synagogue the next morning because he was a churchgoer. Amen. Now, the reason for that is just what I said. The secret place is made to close the spirit from all this, close spirit off from all distraction. So you feel alone with God, because then it's just you and God. Two of you agree. You begin to hear the voice of the Lord. Because you see, he will speak through your spirit, through a renewed mind, which is the soul of man, mind, will, and emotion, to a crucified body. Everyone should have it. I have a chapel in my home. I find a lot of times people buy these big, huge homes in England and in France and everything, and they start refurbishing them. And I've heard people say this, this used to be a chapel. I'm changing it into a sitting room. That was someone's secret place where they could go before God without any distraction, talk spirit to spirit, because God is spirit. You worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, sir. Write this down. In the secret place, we become aware of the value of things which we often overlook. See, when you go in and talk with God spirit to spirit, you become aware. So the secret places were made for awareness, you and God. In the secret place, we become aware of the value of things which we often overlook. Even in the secret place, you can become aware of just how beautiful this planet is, how beautiful flowers are, because you become aware. See, and it can be spiritual, physical, and financial. Like when we have a guest speaker, we say, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those or of the household of faith. Why? Because we become aware that God has sent someone to speak a word to us. Amen. So it's more than a church thing. It's a closing off of distraction to your spirit so God can speak to you. And sometimes he just wants to talk. He may not give you any direction. He knows you're going to be guided by the Spirit of truth anyway. He just wants to kind of hang out with you, for lack of a better way to say it. So in the secret place, we become aware of the value of things which we often overlook. It's amazing how many things he's created that we overlook. Flowers. If you ever seen some of these rose petals, some of these flowers under a microscope, you'd be amazed the workmanship of God's hands. But we overlook some of those things. See, because we haven't closed ourselves off. So the world, we're absorbing the world around us, yet we're overlooking the best things that are around us. Write this down. In the secret place, you find out what you should be grateful for. In the secret place, you find out what you should be grateful for. Your message is shaped in your mind when you find out what you're grateful for. What are you grateful about? You know, when I was building this building, I was so honored that God would choose me to build a building. Why would you choose me? I know I can't even nail a nail straight. I'm not mechanical. I can't fix it. Kathy's way more mechanical than I am. Sometimes I used to tell her, a lot of times, I'd give her a screwdriver, go fix my Harley. You know, she could figure it out. That is amazing to me. If something went wrong, Jesse, don't put your hand on it. You're going to break it more. Let me have it. and she could do it. I was grateful that she was a mechanic. See what I'm saying? You find out just how valuable someone is. And sad to say, some people don't know what they have till they lose it. Boy, you don't want to learn about it after you lost it. So in the secret place, you find out what you should be grateful for. Your message is shaped in your mind, which is in the soulless realm. It's because the Spirit sends it to the soul. It's shaped in your mind. Then you're able to implement what God has spoken to you. That's why a lot of people don't understand the things of God, because they never go to the secret place to talk to one-on-one. They're so distracted about all the other things. I'm not distracted about this hurricanes. I don't deny them. I'm not stupid. I don't deny them. But what am I attracted to? The bloodline, pleading the blood. And like I was telling Kevin in the back of Walker, I've had people say, "Brother Jesse, suppose all this place was destroyed, what would you do?" Rebuild it. I build it again. That ain't the issue. Now, I don't like to pay for the same real estate twice, and I certainly ain't believing for it. I'm not going to do what they tell me. You know, prepare for one stronger, your mama. I ain't doing that. That's craziness. It's kind of like prepare yourself for you got an abscess, but prepare yourself for cancer. No, I'm not going to do that. You see what I'm saying? You'd be surprised how that stuff gets around you and gets in you, which is my next point. Beware of the cares that try to absorb you. They try to absorb you, so you can't hardly think any other way. That is what's happened with this pandemic. We've become so absorbed that sometimes we ain't thinking straight. How can you expect someone to complete their business and only have 25% business when they need every dollar that's coming into that business, which affects people? And the people telling you that, they're getting their money, so it's easy for them to say it. I'm not being critical here. I'm just being truthful. You become so absorbed with the problem that you cannot see the answer. Why? Because you hadn't been in the secret place. Where's your closet? Because I'm going to tell you something about God. He's in your closet. Amen. So let me go over these points again real quickly. The secret place is made to close off the spirit from all distraction. So you feel alone with God. It's good to be alone with God. It means more than I didn't read that. I'm gonna read that one in a minute. In the secret place, we become aware of the value of things which we often overlook. See, so the secret place, that's what Jesus was saying when you pray, go in the secret. So awareness begins to take place that you are spirit housing a soul and clothing a body, and God wants to talk to you. Amen. I said to you, in the secret place, you find out what you should be grateful for. Your message is shaped in your mind, spirit, soul, and body. Then I said, beware of the cares that try to absorb you. See, people think for some reason or another, that if you go to the secret place, that's mental seclusion. No. It means more when you go into the secret place. It means more than mental seclusion. It's the spirit's place for communion with God. You see, that's what Jesus, he would have communion with God. It's more than mental seclusion. So when that happens, you know what is brought into you? Stability. You become stable. Things that are unstable are dangerous. So it's more than mental seclusion, just trying to go in a room somewhere. No. It's going to bring stability in your life. The spirit place is where you commune with God. That's why when we take the Last Supper, we call it communion. We're communing it with his death, burial, and resurrection. It's more than just a thing you do. That's why Jesus said this, do this in remembrance of me. Not in remembrance of the thing, not in remembrance, but of him. Making sure that when you eat that host, you know that's his body broken. When you drink that juice, that's his blood being shed. Now, the way to know those things is done through communion. Now, the reason why I know the devil couldn't kill me, because God said I shall live and not die. Amen. And I've been down in 3 airplane crashes. Which will make you speak in tongues, make a Baptist speak in tongues in a second. Nobody fights each other on a plane when it's going down. And I've never heard anybody say Buddha. Muhammad. I'm not being critical here. You know what I heard? Jesus! because he's alive and well. How do I know that? Communion with him, the secret place. So I don't let the things that are around me become absorbed, the cares of this world, absorb, or the deceitfulness of riches. Well, in other words, as God gives me way more money, I mean, I don't get deceitful about it because, you see, I'm not absorbing that. See, when you're full of the Holy Ghost, you can't put no more in you. And nothing else can get in there neither. That's why God said when you cast the devil out, get rid of him because they'll go through and fro on the earth. And if they can't find someone again, they come back. But if that person is filled with the Spirit of God, they got to go on. Right. So let me say it again. Beware of the cares that try to absorb you. So it's wonderful to be grateful. How many times have I said, Lord, did I say thank you enough? He said, you did. I said, well, I'm going to say it one more time. I love my conversations. My conversations come with God when I'm in my secret place. And sometimes I go and he says, what, Jesse? I said, I don't know. I just come to say hi. I just come to say hello. Hey, how you doing? That sounds odd. No, it's not odd. When you know each other instead of just believe each other. When you know in whom you have believed and you're persuaded that he's able to keep what you commit to him, so what are you committing to him? Do you see what, you understand what I'm saying? See, that's the secret place. Let me say it again. Being undisturbed is helpful to concentration of thought because now the only voice I'm going to hear is his. Write this down. In the secret place, we get a sense of perspective. So in other words, number one, you get a sense of awareness. Number two, you get a sense of perspective. In the secret place, we get a sense of perspective. What is perspective? What does it do? Perspective helps you to see your life in true proportions. How many times you put on clothes and you go, that don't look like me. No, that's you. Or you hear yourself on tape somewhere. That don't sound like me. Yes, it is. Everybody else says it is. See, perspective causes you to see your life in true proportions. Let me say it again. Perspective helps you see your life in true proportions. So I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded. I know what I'm going to do. I know when I'm going to get there. See, most people don't know where they're going. So when they get there, they're passing. Some people get so disturbed by cares that they get so weary in well-doing, they faint. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Why? Because you're going to faint. But you don't want to faint. You want to be there when the thing shows up and shows out. So to get true proportions, you have to have perspective. Kathy asked me about that this morning. She put on that navy blue blouse. What, do you like this? She was asking for my perspective. I said, yeah, I like that. It's really nice. I think I'm going to put a gray something. What do you call that thing? A shawl? Not a shawl. A scarf with it. I said, fine. Well, she wasn't finished yet. She wanted more of my perspective. And here's the next thing. Does it make me look heavy? I did not answer that. And neither should you. If you want to live long. Then she put on some jewelry. What about this? What about that? Put on a piece of hair. I said, yeah, I like it. That's nice. Perspective. Awareness. She did it in her secret, in her closet. Kathy dresses in her closet. It's big enough. She likes to be in there. Well, that's good. So in the secret place, we get a sense of perspective. In the church, which is, this is your home, away from home, you get a sense of perspective. That's why you don't like people sitting in your pew. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Lift your hand up. You know that your butt feels better in your pew than in this social distancing. Am I correct? Why? Perspective, awareness. What you're doing is taking ownership, which is a wonderful thing. You see, that's why it's wonderful. Write this down. Never brood over small misfortunes or disappointments. Why? They darken your surroundings. Never brood over small misfortunes. Sometimes things blow up. Or disappointments. Sometimes we have some disappointments. You don't brood over them. You don't deny them. You don't brood. They darken your surroundings. See, You got to push the light. You've heard me say that many times. If you push the light, darkness won't have a place to manifest. Amen. Have you ever heard me, anybody watching me all over the world, here, said, we don't know what we're going to do? I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not bragging about that. Why? Been in the secret place, been in the closet. Now, there's been some times I say, Lord, I need to question some things. And he wasn't disturbed about it, because sometimes you need to more than believe, you need to know. You got to get beyond belief. See, so perspective helps you, your life, you see your life in true proportions. And when you see your life in true proportions, you do not brood over small misfortunes or disappointments simply because they darken your surroundings. Yeah, but Jesse, look at this. I don't want to look at that. I have the power to look at what I want to look at. It all has to do with what I want to do. It all has to do with what you want to do. Like Kathy the other day, she said, listen, Jesse, I wanted to go home. She said, I ordered something. I want to go get it now. I said, we're going to go out this afternoon late, and we're going to grab a bite to eat. No, I want to go now. So she gave me a prophecy. Take a nap. Which I received. So I went to one of my favorite chairs, and she went and get whatever she ordered, I don't know. I didn't know. And it turned out to be some glasses, I think. I think the ones he has on. Wait. So I said, she said, you like these glasses? Looking for perspective, awareness. I said, yeah. I said, they're prescription, right? Yeah. I said, she said, they're designer frames. Is that what you say? Some kind of frame thing? Which means there's more money than I thought. But I don't need to worry about it, because she takes care of all that. You see, so I'm not going to brood over my misfortune.
We have a life-changing partner offer for you entitled, God is Faithful, Why Aren't You? That may sound a little hard, but the truth is so many people judge God's faithfulness by their own. Listen, Jesus always does what he says, and we should too. This message will challenge you and transform every area of your life. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org. and get your copy today. Do it.
I have some wonderful testimonies to share. I believe that each glorious moment is an opportunity for us to praise God for displaying His power in the lives of real people just like you and me. Let's begin with this one. I was having a hard time being a widow for the past year. I needed finances to get started with the business. Brother Jesse's partner letter, Create Your World and Walk in It, ministered to me so much. It was just what I needed to get started. I now have the faith to go forward and win in my business. Thank you so much, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy. Thank you. You know, we're hearing so many wonderful things from our partners who are flowing with our theme for the year, Create Your World and Walk in It. God is so good. And this powerful testimony says, I want to share a praise report about the job offer I received. I'm filled with gratitude for God's blessings and faithfulness. I'm excited to serve Him in this new role. I know you've been praying for me, and I believe this is a direct answer to those prayers. Thank you for your prayers, faith, and support. May God bless you. Glory to God. We love praying for you. And here's another praise report about prayer. It says, you've been praying with us about our daughter getting her slot for a pilot in the Air Force when she graduates. Praise God, she and her boyfriend received their pilot slots. This has been a 4-year faith stand and confession. She has worked hard, improved her test scores, physical fitness scores, and completed flying lessons to qualify. To God be the glory. Amen. I love that. Now, this final praise report will bless you. It says, thank you for preaching the truth with humor. It is good for the soul. Bless you, your family, and your ministry. You know, I believe that your faith has been strengthened today. I know that we're standing, I want you to know that we're standing and believing with you for your miracle today. God bless you. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.
Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at JDM.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. You know, I'm so grateful that you joined me today for today's message. I believe God has touched you greatly. Remember, when you have a secret place or a prayer closet with God, the cares of this world can't absorb you because there's so much God in you in that secret place. I'm telling you, it will transform you in every which way, shape, or form. This is such a great message. You can go to our free JDM app and watch the entire teaching there. So do that. You'll be blessed by it. I encourage you to order our product offer. It's my newest book. My Lord, it's entitled Overwhelm. You know, the church world has taught people to settle for a life of brokenness and lack. No, or like the young people go, not. You know, God's promises are overabundant, overwhelming in your life because it's done in Christ. This book here will really help you tap into that. How do I get it? Just go to JDM.org for all the details, and you will be blessed for it. Thank you, partners, once again, for your faithful financial support to this ministry. Because without you, we could not do what we do. We've been preaching 49 years, and I say it all the time, and we've never had a financial deficit. Why? Because you trust God, I trust God. And guess what, man? God just does what he says. When you give, I give, and me and Kathy do what you do. We are a partner to this ministry also. You say, you're giving to yourself. No, I'm not. You can ask the IRS about that. Vast difference between Jesse the Planner's Jesse the Planner's Ministries. It's such a blessing of the Lord. So thank you. Nothing too small and nothing too big. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry. Give me a soul into the kingdom. And brother, we are accomplishing that. You understand what I'm saying? Plus bringing joy and getting people out of discouragement, despondency, and depression. Thank you for supporting this ministry. Do something today, and I'll get somebody saved today, okay? See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Join us as we celebrate the anniversary of Covenant Church. Sunday, September 21st at 10 a.m. JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. Come and rejoice with us. We'll see you there.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's Word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at JDM.org.
When Jesus sold his life, it paid the price of the ticket for us to get to the kingdom of heaven. So we could get there. And watch it. Even God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. What did he do? He sold Christ so he could get Christians.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to JDM.org.